In the gospel today, Jesus refers back to the Old Testament where Moses' law allowed people to say an eye for an eye, for a tooth for a tooth, to keep the Jews from the Old Testament from going overboard. If somebody did violence to them, that they would you know, kill them or do something worse, and there would be that kind of vendetta and hatred. And so to put a limit on that, he said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If somebody takes something from you, you take the same thing back from them. That would sort of limit the evil that was to be done. And because of the weakness of the people in that time, and of course now we have the grace of Jesus Christ, we have the grace of God to help us not to do evil, but to do good, to do great good. So our Lord is telling us to turn a cheek, to if somebody wants to take our tunic, we'll give them a cloak as well. We go the extra mile and give to those who want to borrow. So we go, Jesus is trying to root out this evil, root out the lack of charity. And the best way to root it out is to do the opposite, to do good to those who do evil to us, to turn the other cheek, so to speak, not necessarily literally, but to go the extra mile, to overflow in charity. When we think bad, we feel bad about someone else, we don't like someone else, we don't just not do bad things to them, but we pray for them and we do good for them, do good to them. We try to think well of them. We try to do more, not just be civil with our enemies or with our those who don't like us, but we try to reach out to them and to do much good to them. And we think of Saint Isaac's Jogues, who took care at the end of one of the Indians who used to torture him. He became sick and on his deathbed, and Saint Isaac's Jogues took care of him. Or we think of Saint Francis, who was one of the friars, Friar Sylvester, before he became a friar, was a selfish priest and greedy priest. And St. Francis had borrowed from him and asked, he demanded from St. Francis payment back. So St. Francis took all the money out of his cloak and just handed it to him, showing his great detachment from money. And Saint that converted Father Sylvester, and he became a very holy friar. He did he overflowed in doing good to those who were doing bad to him. And so we need to do the same, to overflow in charity for our neighbor, not just the minimum, not just the grudging charity to others, but overflowing in charity is what our Lord is asking from us.